Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Two, set, pop!
So, I had a pretty great Christmas. How about you?
I did too. I went to Kansas City and got to see all my family. Didn't get to see friends. I'm so sad that we did not get to see each other over the holiday season.
I was in St. Louis the entire time that you were in Kansas City. So, we didn't get to see each other, but I also had a nice time seeing my family. We had a very good time and... It's nice to be back, though.
It is nice to be back. We had a good long break. It was very refreshing. But now that we're getting back into it, we're like, wow, we are a little rusty. But we're really excited for this episode. But speaking of the holiday season, we just want to give a shout out to just everyone who sent us gifts for the holiday season. It was very, very sweet, super considerate. I just way too kind. It was really, really great to get to connect with listeners and that listeners had sent us some gifts. But we really want to give a shout out to Michelle. She did something that no one else really did. It was very unique. She loves the fanfic files. And so she picked out a couple of her favorite fanfics and recorded herself reading these fanfics to us, uploaded them to Dropbox so that we could access them and listen to them. And it's been really, really nice to listen to. She also has a British accent, so it's just incredible to listen
to. And amazing. Yes. Oh my gosh. When we got this email, I could not believe what I was reading. I had to read it like three times because just the idea of this gift is just so kind and thoughtful and wonderful and just like...
Like, what a way to give back. Like, she read fanfics for us. So sweet. She also sent us little pens, enamel pens, for... It's like, I feel like an exclusive member of the May 12th that we went?
Yeah, May 12th.
May 12th.
Performance at in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sent special us, like, rain commemorative... Edition. Yeah.
The special rain edition, which is what Namjoon said at the concert. So yeah, that was also very thoughtful.
So thoughtful. I cannot wait to add it to my jean jacket where I have other BTS and various pins.
I already have it on my travel bag. So thank you, Michelle. And also thank you for everyone who sent us gifts. I hope you all had a really great, wonderful, very blessed holiday season.
And Happy New Year. It's not the new year for us yet when we're recording this, but for you, when you're listening, it's 2020. How fucking cool.
And this is also before New Year's, so we haven't seen the New Year's performance that BTS has put on in New York City, so we haven't seen that yet, but we're anticipating tomorrow night.
Yes, we are both going to watch it. We're going to have little mini... parties celebrating and watching
streaming it For sure.
Streaming it, obviously. Cannot wait. So excited. So, anyways, welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, wow, BTS has done so much to change the world.
They really have done so much to change the world, more than just their music.
Mm-hmm.
Or who else has... Who else has that Yoongi tongue slip body roll from the KBS Go-Go performance on repeat?
Oh my God, me. It is incredible.
I quite literally had to go record, like screen record that video, cut it so that it was just that little tiny loop and sent it to you because
yes.
Just that in love with it.
God, it's so amazing. So if you're down for all of that, then you are in the right place. Today, we are talking about charitable things BTS and ARMY have done and also discussing how we're getting involved with that this year in 2020. But before we get into it, we want to thank you wonderful, amazing ARMYs for being here and for supporting us. If you're a fan of this podcast and you want to show your support for us, you can do that by telling people about us on social media and by writing a review wherever you listen. Then, if you want to go above and beyond and show us some extra support, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/stanningbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support you guys have to offer is super appreciated. We're just glad you all are here listening, especially going into 2020. We're super great for all of you.
So excited.
Very excited for this coming year.
Yeah.
But just a reminder, we touched on this in our last episode, but we just want to let you all know that for Valentine's Day, we're going to be doing another Being an ARMY episode where we share your stories of your experience of being an ARMY. It can be about how you joined the fandom, what you love about the fandom, or how BTS has impacted your life, etc. Whatever it is that's meaningful to you, send it in.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we wanted to add something a little extra for this third edition of Being an ARMY episode. We wanted you guys to share any wild ARMY experiences you've had. So we call a wild ARMY experience where you're out and about in your daily life and you just happen to bump into another ARMY. Someone that you is a total stranger to you, but you just have one thing in common in that immediate moment where it's like, mm-hmm. I'm an ARMY too. So if you want to, go ahead and submit your stories of just wild ARMY encounters as well. You can email us your stories or you can DM us on any of our socials. We'd love to hear what you guys have to say. Our submission deadline, though, is January 6th because on
February 6th.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The submission deadline is February 6th, though, because we will have it on, we'll be releasing it on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. And guys, please don't think that your story isn't like exciting enough or like that you don't have like a big enough thing to tell, because trust me, every single story that we got last year was incredible and we love hearing about it. And each of you have like a unique, important thing to share. And just, it's just cool, you know, to hear people all over the place, how they got into BTS and what you, you know, what you have to say related to it. So this is really your chance to share it and to tell us about it. And we cannot wait for you guys to send some stories in.
Yeah. We love doing these episodes. So definitely send them in. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this episode. So an overview of what we're going to be talking about, we're going to kind of first lead into why we're talking about BTS and their charity work. Then we're going to get into UNICEF and the specific partnership with BTS for the Love Myself and End Violence campaign. Then we're going to talk about BTS as individuals and how they have individually done their own charity work outside of BTS. And these are just the ones that we know publicly. A lot of BTS members have done donations in private, which is super awesome. Then we're going to get into ARMY's charity donations, specifically things that ARMY has done. Then we'll go into One in an ARMY, which is basically this incredible group of ARMY that have started this like ARMY-based charity work for nonprofit organizations. We'll get more into it in this episode. And then, of course, at the very end, please be listening for our content of the week, because we are going to be talking about those KBS performances of like Home and Go and Dionysus, etc. So definitely be listening for the end of the episode.
For sure.
Okay. So just kind of leaning into this whole episode, BTS and charity work has really gone hand in hand, and it's something that a lot of us ARMYs love and appreciate BTS for, is that they've always been conscious of caring for the world. Ever since their debut in 2013, they've been focused on providing messages of comfort for young people. They've never hesitated to express social messages and songs, as well as music videos. Mm-hmm. The member artists of BTS strive, even in their own ways, to make the world a better place. So I think it's very important, and I love that we're leading into 2020 with this kind of overdue episode of BTS and their charity work, and also how they've motivated and inspired many ARMYs across the world to go beyond what BTS and what Big Hit is doing, and even strive to do their own kind of initiating charity works through just the fandom alone. It's really, it's a great sense of community. I love the giving back. I love the bringing awareness to different needs across the world that maybe you don't really know about. Ways to just give back in unique, different ways that you don't hear about in everyday life. It's just really inspiring, the whole thing.
Yeah, and BTS has done so much on their own and definitely has inspired so many of us all around the world to contribute as well. A lot of this kind of conversation around BTS and charity work has been in the forefront in the recent years because of BTS's partnership with UNICEF through the End Violence campaign. That started in 2017, and basically, if you're not familiar, the End Violence campaign is UNICEF's global campaign aimed at ensuring children and teens in the world that they can lead safe and healthy lives without fear of violence. BTS, along with Big Hit, subsequently launched the Love Myself campaign, which supported the already existing End Violence campaign while also pursuing love and a better place to live for all. So definitely like big goals and big tasks that were underway, and the End Violence campaign, actually, their goal is, they want to have all children and teens leading safe and healthy lives by the year 2030. So at this point we have 10 years to reach this goal. So it's through work like this that, they've been working the past. So funds raised through the Love Myself campaign were being used to protect and support children and teens affected by domestic, school, and sexual violence, as well as to empower local communities to help prevent violence. So that's what they are doing actually out into the world, and obviously very, very important work there.
And you guys have all really been familiar with the End Violence campaign and the Love Myself concept, and just like speaking at the United Nations for on behalf of UNICEF. It was groundbreaking. Like, it was something that was very meaningful to not only ARMY and BTS, but like other people on the outside looking in were like, wow, this isn't just your ordinary boy band, pop group.
This is, I mean, this is a powerful and important message. And that was, you know, said from true experience and wisdom. So that was definitely a huge part of the Love Myself promotion.
So some of the donations made for the UNICEF End Violence and Love Myself campaign, just to kind of give you an idea of what all was donated for this cause. And this is just, we're just kind of citing from a Wikipedia page of these donations. But 500 million won were donated by Big Hit Entertainment and the seven members of BTS alone.
Wow.
3% of all income from physical album sales of the Love Yourself series, including Love Yourself Her, Love Yourself Tear, and Love Yourself Answer, were donated. That's all physical album sales for all three of those albums. 3% of it. That's obviously a lot of money that's going towards a wonderful cause. 100% of all sales for the official Love Myself campaign goods and merchandise were donated. So if you bought anything from the Love Myself campaign, any sort of merchandise, 100% of what you were buying was being donated, which is just amazing. Super awesome.
Yeah.
And then part of the income from the sales of the official Kaiko Talk Give to Con in line stickers of the Love Myself campaign were given for as donation. So just to give some perspective on that, Kaiko is like, I guess, a part of BT21. So like BT21 line merchandise or anything related to that.
Is like in collaboration with Kaiko.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so a part of that income was also given to the Love Myself campaign and for the End Violence campaign for UNICEF. Kaiko's contribution platform, Together Value with Kaiko, was donated. And then...
Or also received donations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Naver's online donation platform, Happy Bean. And then donations received through donation desks installed by UNICEF... it's approximated that 2.4 billion Korean won were raised in 2 years, which if you're from the U.S., that's about just over 2 million USD.
Wow. And that's just from the donation desks. Like, that's not even including all of the
other things.
Money raised. Like, we don't even have numbers on, like, money raised by all of the other things. But, yeah. Wow.
We should be proud to have raised that much. Awesome job, ARMY. Awesome job, Big Hit and BTS, for bringing awareness to such a great cause and being so successful in raising money for it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a huge effort over 2 years that, you know, when it concluded, just to look back and see the massive success and awareness raised is really, really awesome. So while the Love Myself campaign was a huge, amazing cause that BTS worked on together, they've also, as individuals, worked with their own charities and have done their own donations. So Jin is a member of the UNICEF Korea's Honor Club, and he became a member by secretly, I mean, he was just donating a certain amount every month. And after he had done that for a certain amount of time, he had donated 100 million won, which is the amount that you have to donate to become a member of the Honor Club. He was donating in silence. Like, you know, he wasn't doing it for media attention or so that anybody knew about it.
Yeah, but once he became... improve his image or whatever. Like, hey, look, I'm donating. Look how great I am. No, he was doing it in private.
And just because he, you know, he wanted to, and it was not found out that he was doing this until he became a member of the Honor Club and it was acknowledged publicly at that point. He also has been known to donate to the Korean Animal Welfare Association on his birthday in order to help animals in need. This past year, his donation was 322 kilograms worth of pet food to the shelter.
And that's what I love, is that Jin is just so loving and caring towards his animals. It's just like warms my heart that this is something that's clearly meaningful to him. Something he felt passionate about to donate his money to is for the Korean Animal Welfare Association. That's so wonderful.
And that he felt passionate enough about like the work that they did with UNICEF to become so involved in UNICEF in Korea. Like, he was like, I love this. I'm going to be, as you know, so much of a member of it. Very cool.
Yeah. So for Namjoon, he's donated over $80,000 to the Seoul Samsung School, which specializes in education for hearing impaired students. Specifically, he ended up donating $83,740 for the music education program at that school. Mm-hmm. And someone ended up tweeting out, just like kind of interpreting what Namjoon's purpose was for donating this for the music education at a like hearing impaired school, mm-hmm. is so that they can enjoy music in various ways.
Wow.
Doesn't that make you want to cry?
That just like makes me want to cry because it's just, it's so,
so thoughtful.
It's so thoughtful and it's so Namjoon. And it's mm-hmm. like, it's something that he definitely took the time to think about and decide what he wanted to do. And in such a purposeful way, mm-hmm. For something that he really cares about.
Yeah. Music and educating and like children in school, like mm-hmm. just beautiful.
Yeah. Also, you guys are going to hear like numbers like 80,000, 88,000, like things pop up like that. That's basically like 100 million won.
Yes.
Yeah. But we just say dollars because we're American. So sorry. So Jimin donated $87,914 to the Busan Metropolitan City Office of Education, which was split among every school in the city. I think this is so cool. Mm-hmm. Additionally, from 2016 through 2018, until the school actually unfortunately closed, Jimin donated money to cover the cost of uniforms for the students of Hodong Elementary School. And when the school closed, he also like paid for them to keep all of their things from the school, which was very cool.
I love that. I love that he's giving money to the school system and the education yeah. system because, mm-hmm. or just like the cost of uniforms and stuff like that too. Just so thoughtful, so great. Like something that is important for people of that age is their education.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for J-Hope, he has donated to the Child Fund Korea multiple times. In December of 2018, he donated $133,000 and requested that the donation be private, but it later became public. And then again in February of 2019, he donated another $89,000 to the Child Fund Korea.
And then when Yoongi turned 25, he donated 10 kilograms or 22 pounds of Hanwoo beef, which is high quality meat. It's like the best quality beef from Korea that you can get in Korea. And he donated that to 39 orphanages, 10 kilograms to each orphanage, which is a promise that he made to do the year before. And mm-hmm. then the next year, he donated $88,329 dolls and other toys to the Korea Pediatric Cancer Foundation. He actually made this donation not in his own name, but in ARMY's name, which just makes it that much more sweet and like meaningful because yeah. it's kind of like, it's another one of those nods to like their humility where like mm-hmm. they know like that it's through our support that they're able to do stuff like this.
Yeah. It's similar to like if someone were to do an anonymous donation, like I'm being yeah. so generous, but on top of it, I don't even want to be recognized for it. Mm-hmm. But it's not even that. He did it in the name of ARMY. So he's like, mm-hmm. this is from ARMY, even though yeah. he was personally giving his own money, time, and effort to like do this donation, but wanted ARMY to be recognized. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that BTS, I've been saying this all day, but I mean, I really say this always, but I just think that they're so incredible. And overall, these are just a few of the donations that mm-hmm. each member has done over the years. They've done so many acts of kindness for individuals and groups mm-hmm. of people. I mean, there are so many stories all over the place about them going back to like a restaurant they used to eat at all the time and mm-hmm. like really showering the owner with, you know, love and gifts and just appreciation. And then, you know, stories about them donating yeah. on their birthday. birthdays and whatever, but
they really just highlight the importance of giving back. Mm-hmm. And they set a good example for all of us armies that donating to charity and being passionate about giving back to the community for people in need and those in need is really important. It doesn't even have to be people, animals, the environment, whatever it may be. Like, giving back and donating to charity is something that we should all be doing. And they're really setting a good example for all of us by being incredibly generous for so many different things, not just as BTS as a whole, but as individuals as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to talk about, is just how important mm-hmm. it is to donate, you know, donate when you can. And something we haven't really touched on is like donating your time too. Like a lot of times if you're not able to donate monetarily, it's not like you can't do anything. You can still put kindness out into the world, and you can still give back in so many other ways.
Yeah. Recycling, donating your time to like help build a community trail through a forest mm-hmm. or whatever. I did that one
Picking
time.
Up so
I did that one time in high school where I went and like helped build a trail in like a park. Wow. And
that's so cool.
Yeah. So even if you're in high school or you like don't really have a source of income and you're still kind of like living with your parents, there's other ways to give back. But definitely as we are going into 2020, you and I are both, and we kind of talked about this when we thought about our goals for the podcast, is like, I really should be giving back to charity, but I've never really had I've had some strong connections to charities, but I haven't really been active about it. But what a better way to do it than through the passion of
BTS
and being and an podcast. Army. Yeah.
I think like you and I just ending 2019 and reflecting back on the year with our last episode of 2019, both just, we feel so grateful with how much that we get to do this. And like, this is our life. Like, we literally get to live the dream every week and just talk about BTS with amazing people. Mm-hmm. And the fact that anybody supports us is just so amazing. Yeah. And we just didn't realize, what this would become.
Yeah,
and we want to be able to turn it into something more positive. And so I think we're really energized and excited to try to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of going into that, we wanted to talk about how Army has been involved in charity donations because of our inspiration and like just looking up to BTS and what they've done. Yeah. So armies all over the world, they typically organize charity events around BTS's anniversary in June for like food and clothing drives, river cleanups, mass donations, like projects that they've done. Mm-hmm. It's very inspiring. And it wasn't until recently that we really discovered how incredible Army is for like organizing on their own time for different charity events outside of BTS. But yeah, a lot of them are like around BTS's like anniversary in June, but also like around their birthdays. So for J-Hope's birthday specifically, Army had donated 128 sacks of rice to Gwangju, which is his hometown. They also ended up donating 700 kilograms of animal feed for the animal shelters and the animal rights groups in his name. So it's just like this incredible love that Army and BTS have for each other. So like, just like Yoongi was like from Army was like from J-Hope.
From J-Hope. God, I just love it so much.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's something you don't come across. Also, they partnered with Korea Food for the Hungry International in a project called, quote, Hope for the Stop Hunger. In a project called, quote, Hope of the Stop Hunger. Wow. And it sponsored starving children in 53 countries.
Wow. What a huge, like, reach that project had. And armies organized that and did that and participated in that. And I just think that is so fucking cool.
It is.
I hear about different charity projects all over the world. Like sometimes they'll pop up on my Twitter feed. Mm-hmm. And, so I'm just going to talk about, I saw this one when it was going on from the Singapore Army, and they organized a project called A Spoonful of Sugar and Hope. And this was in collaboration with the Sasco Senior Citizens Home, in which proceeds and pastry purchases at the event all went towards facility improvement for the senior citizen home.
Oh, like that warms my heart so much. Just working with the elderly population and for working mm-hmm. in like senior citizen homes for like most of my career so far. It just warms my heart that that's something that Army wanted to do and that Singapore yeah. Army's organized this. And also what an awesome project name, A Spoonful of Sugar and Hope.
Yeah, I know. They were got really creative with it.
Yeah, like giving back to the elderly, which is something that the U.S. really needs to fucking improve on.
Yeah, we really forget about the elderly a lot. Yeah.
Yes. That is just very heartwarming. Mm-hmm. So for Taeyong's birthday, Korean Army started this DC Inside V gallery, and it donated a total of 4,425 coal briquettes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A total of 4,425 coal briquettes to homes around the country in his name.
Wow.
And the fan group spoke up that due to coal prices increasing drastically, they were inspired to donate it to help those in need during the winter. Like, winter bear, no.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so sweet?
Yes. But also, like, okay, the reason why I love this one so much is because it is such a BTS Army thing to do. Like, BTS has frequently had, like, subliminal, like, political or social, like, commentary in their lyrics. Mm-hmm. And that's part of their overall message, too. And then they propose that we do something about it, right? Mm-hmm. And then here's Army using this opportunity to donate and to, you know, warm people's homes this winter mm-hmm. by also taking the time to say, this is a problem because of coal prices. Like, yeah. let's address this. Mm-hmm. I just love this one.
The double meaning so behind much. It, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's also been reported that fans have donated nearly $10,000 worth of winter wear for surviving victims of Japanese military sexual slavery, which is crazy.
Wow.
These donations were gathered from fans hailing from South Korea, Japan, Europe, and Latin America. So all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Really, there are so many projects going around in the world every day, inspired by BTS and started by Army. And I mean, we just barely scratched the surface of them, but they're out there and they are incredible.
Yes. So many Army projects, so many like secret, not very publicized donations that BTS and Big Hit have done. There's so much of it. Like you said, we've barely like scratched the surface, but mm-hmm. it's important to bring up because, you know, there's more than just music going on here and a fandom. There's giving back. There's people who are giving back to good causes through
and there's a BTS. There's a culture.
Mm-hmm.
There's a culture built around the importance of doing this.
Yes.
Very much part of being an Army is part of being grateful and thankful and personal growth and community growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that this kind of work definitely goes, you know, within that same kind of like moral set, skill set,
definitely
ethical set.
Yeah.
One of the resources that we found that we talked about last episode that just got us really excited and fired up for the idea of doing this year in 2020 and talking about it in today's episode is the One in an Army organization.
Mm-hmm.
One in an Army has a website, they're on Twitter, they're on pretty much any social media, but this is a kind of collective group of people that plan charity events for BTS or for ARMY to participate kind of in the name of BTS. So this began in March 2018 when Twitter user Rapmon put out a call on the platform to see if anyone else was interested in donating for End Violence or to help Syrian refugees. The first official campaign began in April 2018 and it benefited Medical Teams International. And ever since then, they've been organizing a monthly donation. In our document for this week, we have put links for past projects. And this document will be free available to everyone, regardless of if you're, you know, a like subscribed to the Patreon. Yeah. Just because we want you guys to be able to have access to all of this, because it is so cool. But One in an Army, this is from their website, this is how they describe themselves. One in an Army is a fan collective comprised of volunteers around the globe, driven by our shared interest in global superstars BTS and the idea of using our collective power for global good. We seek out nonprofit organizations worldwide and harness the power of ARMY into giving micro donations over a 1 month period. Our motto, I am one in an ARMY, plays with the idea that many people giving small amounts can create a substantial impact when we work together.
Yeah, I love how they just emphasize the whole like micro donation and the I am one in an ARMY. And I don't know if Big Hit or BTS really intended ARMY to become what it is with the word ARMY and how powerful that sounds.
Yeah,
but it's true, like even a donation of $1, if you think about how large and impactful ARMY is and how just large of a fan base, if giving $1 or even 50 cents can make a drastic difference if we come together and do it together. So yeah. I love their motto, I am one in an ARMY, this whole God, I just one like, in an ARMY project. Yes.
Yes. I got chills. I mean, I have read over this, you know, like we researched this and whatever, and I got chills reading it because it is just so powerful and, you know, just an important thing to remember, because sometimes I feel like what keeps us from donating is thinking, well, it's not going to make that much of an impact. I'm not going to make
a difference as one person.
With my 50 cents, it's not going to do that much. But like if 100 people donate 50 cents, that's $50. That's, that's making a huge difference.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it is.
We really want to encourage people to go visit the One in an ARMY website and just explore all the various tabs in there. Yeah. There's so much information. You obviously can look at the past projects, but you can also look at what they're currently working on too and find information on all of the volunteers. And it's just, it's a very, very cool resource.
A great website. If there's one thing you do from listening to this episode, it's just go and visit this website. And we will have it in the description. We'll have it in the Google Doc. We will fucking tweet it out. I don't care. Like, just go look at it. It's just like mesmerizing and inspiring and so cool to look at.
Yeah.
So for One in an ARMY, their current campaign, and you guys may have seen it hashtagged on Twitter, is the hashtag We Purple Earth. It's a two-part campaign. So the first part is for the Bontan birthday season, which is from September to March. One in an ARMY has a 48-hour flash donation for each of the members' birthdays to aid the non-for-profit organization One Tree Planted. And so One Tree Planted is a nonprofit organization that plants trees around the world. Every dollar raised pays to plant one tree. So it's a really cool nonprofit organization that One in an ARMY has decided to donate to, especially with everything that's going on with our ecosystem and just the environment,
the fires and our planet. And the Amazon and
there's a lot going on, and it's been a hot topic lately. And I think it was such a wonderful pick that they chose this for the entire Bontan birthday season from September to March to be focused on this. The second part, which is what I think is really cool, is if you can't just for whatever reason donate in this like it doesn't
monetary
even have to
way.
Yeah, with money, you can participate in a earth benefiting project through like river cleanups, recycling, trash pickups, etc. Just simple things that you can do in your everyday life that isn't money based. And something that they're doing is they really encourage everyone who's donating to, through their website, go to a Google form in order to like log your activity or log your donations. But specifically for participating in this earth benefiting project, you can just log your activity and be like, hey, I recycled, or like I do a weekly or biweekly recycling, etc. You log it, and then they will display on this map on the website of like armies around the world who are like doing whatever. Like,
it's so fucking cool. It is so cool.
Like, you just see this Google map and you see all these like little pin, like, you know, pins all around the world of armies who have done something. Mm-hmm. And it just makes you inspired to want to go and do those things as well. So if you go to the One in an Army website, there's the map. You can find it there for their whole We Purple Earth campaign. And you can find current projects organized by Army or in which Army has participated to contribute to this part two of We Purple Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Very interactive, super cool. We bet that you can find a project in your area that Army has participated in. I saw a bunch in Washington. We saw a bunch right outside of Kansas City area.
There was even one in the Kansas City area, like 30 minutes from me. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, everything from I recycled today to I participated in a river cleanup to I picked up trash on my hike, like, very super cool. And there's just so much that you can do, and definitely spend some time on there. In addition to the We Purple Earth campaign, One in an Army also has an additional birthday campaign on and around their birthdays to specifically reflect that member's interests and passions. So Taeyong's birthday just happened on December 30th, and in honor of his birthday, One in an Army chose to aid 100 cameras. 100 Cameras is a nonprofit organization that aims to provide cameras to children from ages 10 to 18 and teach them storytelling and technical photography skills in a way that allows them to express themselves and tell their stories and also realize their roles in their community. This is such a cool organization, and we just fell in love with it.
We did. And just to slide this in, happy belated birthday, Taeyong. He got so much love on Twitter and all the socials. I hope he had a wonderful day. But yes, this is this 100 Cameras is a nonprofit organization that One in an Army decided to do for Taeyong's birthday. But this whole, like, what an incredible organization to pick for Taeyong specifically. It reflects so much of himself and like what he is passionate about, and, you know, just letting children, or allowing children from ages 10 to 18 to storytell their lives and to learn photography skills in this community setting. It's what a great organization to like be giving to.
Yeah, it's very much aligned with Taeyong's personal interests and kind of like what he does as his like Vontae persona in the pictures that he shows us. You know, they tell a story, they show a place, and this organization, they go into communities, they donate cameras to children, they teach them how to use them, they teach them all of the skills and also kind of how to tell their story, and the kids take pictures. Then the organization helps the kids learn how to and then actually sell their photography, and then takes that money and donates it back into the community for whatever each specific community needs. So obviously it varies depending on what the needs of that community are. But it teaches these kids to not only have responsibility for their environment, but show them how they personally can affect change. They can take something that represents their life, make it, sell it, and then turn around and use that to improve the community around them. And then when that organization 100 cameras has done their work. They leave the community, but they leave all the cameras behind with the kids, and they kind of set up a way for that program to continue running there.
There's so, this glimmer of hope. Yeah. And
yeah,
it's, yeah, it's just really great for all of the children, for their future, and just to like be passionate about something, but also like very incredibly therapeutic. Yeah. I kind of briefly told you that for one of the capstone projects done through my OT schooling was working with people at a group home with various like mental health conditions. They were given an assignment of like, and like being taught on like photography skills and going and like photographing their life. And through that, like gaining coping skills and like self-worth, et cetera, through these pictures. There's just so much to it. Like so many benefits of this program.
Yeah. I feel myself getting emotional because like kids deserve to be listened to and deserve to, you know, learn how to express themselves and do it productively. And this is just such a wonderful way to like provide kids who wouldn't have had that ability, provide them with the opportunity to learn about it and to develop that aspect. And it's just such an important thing. Like just giving kids what they need is,
and giving them such an incredible outlet to do it. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you guys are following it, there's a hashtag for the month. It's called, it's a hashtag capture life with Taeyang. If you want to tweet it out, if, you either want to spread awareness of it and, or you want to make your own donation, there's in the Google Doc that we have here, we'll have the donation page linked. We'll also have the Google form linked so that we can just kind of keep track, or that one in an army can keep track of the donations being made for this cause. But I think we're just going to announce now that this is the, this, 100 cameras is the donation that we've decided to donate to for the month. And so this is one of our goals. So getting into this, we want you guys to donate with us anyways, I'll get into it. Okay. we decided that for this entire year, we want every month at the beginning of the month to pick a organization or nonprofit organization where we donate to. And through this research, we, because of Taeyang's birthday and everything happening and going into one in an army, we found this 100 cameras, and we both found that we both are very passionate about donating to this.
Yeah.
So for the month of January, we're going to be donating, but we just kind of want to let you guys know how we're going to be doing this throughout the year. So each month we're going to choose a new charity to donate to. How we end up deciding what we choose and donate to is for,
For the first couple of months.
So for the first couple of months, we will probably pick them on our own and ask you guys to donate with us. We won't always donate along with the OIIA project because we first and foremost want to make sure that we are passionate about the charity we're donating to, like together, collectively.
Right.
However, we're open to suggestions. If you are passionate about a charity, please write in or tell us about it. We're very curious to know. We would love to help affect change in ways that are personal to you, the listener, not just like for Kayla and I. You know, we want to include you guys in it.
Yeah. So, we won't always be going right along with what One in an Army is doing, although that is what we're doing this month because we absolutely love 100 cameras. But yeah, we definitely want to get input from you guys about what you find important. And that way, you know, all of us can come together and donate to something in, as our own little community. So personally, Bethany and I, we'll be donating $10 just starting off while we both can. That's like, that's the minimum amount that we can commit to monthly. And
individually.
Yeah.
So 20 together.
Right. So overall, as a podcast. We'll be donating $20 to 100 cameras this month. And we would like to invite you guys to please join us in donating to 100 cameras. You can donate to them directly. The link will be in the description, or you can donate through our Patreon. If you donate directly, please fill out the Google form in the description from us. That's just going to be, we just want you to fill that out kind of like what One in an Army does. So that way we can keep track of how much, as a community, as a standing BTS community, how much through we're able to donate through just the podcast.
Podcast so cool. Listeners exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knowing how much we're donating together. Yes.
Right. So if you donate directly, if you could also fill out the Google form just to let us know how much you donated. That way we can add that to the total amount raised that month for that charity. That way at the end of the month, we can share how much standing BTS listeners raised for charity, which would be so, so cool. Or another option is that you can subscribe to our Patreon. And this is kind of an idea that we're still playing around with. We're still figuring out the logistics based on your involvement in this endeavor. But we really want to take a sizable amount of your donation to our Patreon and donate it to the monthly charity as well. So this will really, how much we can give from Patreon really depends on listener involvement and participation through Patreon. However, we do want to give at least 25% of our Patreon donations to charity.
Yes.
We'd like to give more, and honestly, the more Patreon participation we have, the more we can give. We still do have to be able to pay Corey for the amazing service that he does in editing this podcast.
Yeah.
Truly, there is no way that you and I could listen to each other or could listen to ourselves for like 5 hours a week editing. Mm-hmm. And we would not be doing this podcast every week, you know, as frequently if we were still editing ourselves.
And then we also have like our microphones and the Podbean fee that we have to pay every month to be able to export all of our content to so many platforms. So it's just like, that's what the Patreon is for, is like supporting the podcast. But the more patrons and stuff that we have, we're able to donate. We're very willing to be able to donate a lot of that back to the charity we decide.
We hope that the, you know, if we get a certain amount more on Patreon, then we can donate just any number that exceeds that directly to charity.
Exactly. Like we have a fixed amount for like the monthly costs for the podcast. And then beyond that is like something that we are more than willing to just give back to whatever donation or nonprofit organization we desire that's like around BTS or ARMY or so. So yeah.
Right. So we hope that donating through Patreon would be convenient for you. And we think that this is a great way to join our 2020 donation project without having to keep up with donating directly every month.
Exactly.
You can just subscribe to the Patreon one time and just know that every month you personally are affecting change for ARMY, for BTS in the world, just, you know,
for
through
good organizations.
Donating. Yeah.
Also to support the podcast and also for some extra content. So it's like a win-win-win-win. Which is what we won, right?
Yeah. So, please join us this year in 2020.
Yeah, we're very
excited. We are so excited. This obviously is one of our main goals for the podcast this year, is just to be able to positively give back to the community that we have found a home in and that we love so much.
Yeah.
And to kind of use, you know, our shared platform as a community to do some real good in the world.
Yeah. So this has been really such a great episode. So to end it out, we're going to fangirl a little bit here with our content
of the
week.
Yes, bitch. I'm so excited.
So our content of the week, we've just decided, is going to be the home and go-go performances
for
the KBS Gayo. The these performances, when we saw them, well, first off, there's been a lot that's gone on. There's like been
we missed so much. We were gone GCF, for a week.
Yes. Then we had all of these SBS Gaio, KBS Gaio performances, but these KBS Gaio performances of Home and Go-Go, they were in those pajamas for these live performances. And honestly, I was like, okay, it's another performance of Go-Go. It's another performance of Home. I was kind of whatever about it, but it was just blowing up all over like Instagram and Twitter. And so I'm like, okay, I need to just sit down and watch this. And when I did, yeah. Kayla, I fucking spammed you. I spammed the shit out of you because I wasn't expecting them to be just so wonderful and such great new content performances that they, you know, did for us. Mm-hmm. What I love most about these performances is they, I think, were just truly themselves. I think some of it was rehearsed, maybe, or had been talked about with each other a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like when you watch it, it's just like them running around having fun.
It's very loose.
Yes. It's very loose.
It's relaxed. It's like they know, okay, we're going to be like you and like, okay, Namjoon, Taeyang, you guys are going to be on stage together, like, you know, whatever, dancing or whatever you're doing. But it seemed like it didn't go beyond that. And it also didn't need to. Like they just had so much fun and they were so natural and just it was a treat. It was a joy to watch them during Go-Go and during Home.
Yeah, I remember during Home at the very beginning, I just saw J-Hope of all people like throwing, like just like waving a pillow in the background while like running across stage. I'm like, what is he doing? It like clearly just was them having fun. Like Soap up on the couches. We had like,
oh my God, Soap on the couches. Can we just talk? Like just them up there jumping up and down, like, so cute, so fun.
I root for them so hard. Always. You know I do. Soap.
Man.
Yeah. Jimin, I will really take, cute. Yeah.
I'll take any like live performance of Home just because Jimin's performance of Home is so amazing. Mm-hmm. He's just, I feel like he's so featured in that song and it's just one of my favorites. And I was surprised that they performed Go-Go because it's like 2 years old at this point. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel like they've brought it back very often, but because they promoted it so heavily during Love Yourself Her.
Yeah.
But wow.
At the beginning, they're all like sitting at a table kind of pretending to like play video games. I said this at the beginning for our intro, but I need to bring it back into conversation here is when I think it's like the third chorus song of Go-Go and it's during Jin's like yolo 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 yo, it's during Jin's part, yo look to the left, there's Yoongi, who unnecessarily very randomly like what went through his head, he was like, I'm just gonna ruin you all during this random Go-Go performance. He like sticks out his tongue, he licks his lips, he bites his lip, he thrusts, he like, oh,
body
man.
Rolls. Like, fuck. Yoongi. I mean, it wrecked me so hard. Like, I was not expecting it.
No.
He has been on it with the fucking body, the powerful body rolls. Mm-hmm. But like, why? Like, why did
Is
you have to?
Is that his goal of 2020? Like, just going in.
Just wreck us, like, every single. I mean, he already does, but like, it was so uncalled for. Like, why did you have to come for us like that?
Yeah.
Why?
Unanticipated. Just.
No.
And that's what gets you.
And really, okay. You can attest to this. We watched these right before recording and I was literally overwhelmed because especially in the Home performance where it's not like as choreography driven, like all seven of them were in the shot the whole fucking time, just like floating around doing what they're doing, performing, being incredible.
Yes.
And I was like, this is why we have to watch stuff like this seven times. Member by member, because like each of them are doing so much and it's so overwhelming because they're all like so fucking like hot and alluring and just mesmerizing
for every second of the performance, every single one of them.
I can't handle it. So yeah, we could probably do a whole episode over just these two performances, but instead we'll just fangirl about it for our content of the week, because damn,
it was needed.
Yeah very much.
Wow, awesome. That was great. I'm so glad that we finally got to talk about this long overdue topic of BTS's work with charity and ARMY's work with charity, and just, yeah, giving back and using platform for good.
Yes, and how you can get involved in 2020, because it's something we've wanted to do, and we're just figuring out a way how to do it. So do it with us, and
yeah,
let's get it.
Let's get it. Okay. Let's get this well, spread.
Let's get it and give it to other people. So
if let's you get have, it and then give it back.
Yes. If you've enjoyed this episode or any of our previous episodes, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting us. And please let us know what you think about this episode. Please let us know if you have any charities that you would like to tell us about, that you would like to potentially be one that we as a collective group donate to. Of course, you can find links for all of the things mentioned today in the description, as well as links to our email and our social media, so that you can get in contact with us on any of those platforms. All of that will be in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.